Welcome back. I'm Jared, and this is episode 4. Should I work ahead?
Welcome to the Jared Van Dyke Show. You are now entering the lab, a place where we are going to help you avoid the bumps and bruises of life and business. I'm your host, Jared Van Dyke.
As you may have noticed, I missed a week of my episodes, and that is kind of the purpose for my question this week. Should I work ahead? In life, we can get really busy, especially if we're running our own company. And something like this, a podcast, that's something you really want to do, you really want to help people with, and you want to put out there for folks, but you have such a large amount of items that need to get done in a short time frame. So in my case, I was going out for surgery. I had back surgery. And so I was preparing for that, trying to get things done, and this took a back burner. Should I have tried to do more and get more episodes done before I went off? And that was kind of the basis for my question. And in this case, yeah, I really feel like I should have. I missed that I didn't get that episode out. That actually really bothered me. And in a circumstance like this, I should have just done it. I shouldn't have let it get put off. It wouldn't have taken that long to go ahead and do an episode and release it for you guys. However, in business, sometimes you can't work ahead on things, and unexpected occurrences are going to happen. And when I was prepping for my surgery months ago, I started letting people know, this is where I'm at. This is where you fall in the mix of things. I am going to be having surgery. This is what's coming up. I would let them know so that I had a chance to get it done for them, but I didn't want them to be upset if for some reason it didn't happen, because they know what's going on. So working ahead is awesome, but also planning ahead is huge. And when you're dealing with traditional business and you have deadlines and you have things that need to be done, and in my case, built, installed, fixed, I let them know what's going on. And I tried to give myself enough of a cushion so that when it got down to the end, I wasn't working on the very last day, if at all possible. And what happens is, as you get closer and closer to that, you can then start to fill in with smaller items and let people know, yeah, I can take care of that. And I did that. And so as time got closer, I was able to fill in. So I did a really good job of planning out my schedule, filling in with small items, doing small things. But that meant I neglected this. I should have taken a little bit of time and put this in there. Someone that I follow one time was talking about your priorities and how you should schedule things and prioritizing your schedule. And his name's Michael O'Neill, the Solopreneur Hour. One of the things he said was someone that he knew had said that changed his life was, don't prioritize your schedule. Schedule your priorities. Put those things that are most important to you on your schedule first, and then let everything else fall in place. It's kind of like the big rocks. I don't know if you've ever seen where they take and they put all these big rocks into this jar. And it was, I think it was a professor. And he said, hey, do you think I can fit anything else in there? And then he pulls out a jar of smaller rocks and he pours those in. And they fit in. And then he's like, do you think we can fit any more in? And he goes through this, and next thing you know, it's sand. And then the last thing is water. And he fit all of this stuff in there. And it's all about putting those priorities in first, your big rocks, if you will. And that was a great analogy. And I think he may even have shared that at the time. But that's something I had seen other places, and it didn't really click into place. But this experience of going out for surgery, scrambling to get work done, and just pushing to make sure that I take care of everyone as best as I can, and then neglecting something that I enjoy doing and that I want to do, really kind of opened my eyes to this. And so that's what I wanted to bring to you today. Don't prioritize your schedule. Schedule your priorities. So yes, you can work ahead. If it's something you really want to do, if it's something you love doing especially, put it in there, do it, and work everything else around it. And that's something I wish I would have done. And 2020 hindsight, as they say. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll be back with you next week.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of The Jared Van Dyke Show. This episode may be over, but you can head over to jvdshow.com, where you'll find more resources, the show notes, and any links or additional info mentioned in the episode.